A very warm welcome to the Royal Academy of Engineering for this pre-ICADI preparatory workshop on independence. Just a minute, it's written up here. Aging, disability and independence. This is actually a slide which is very similar to my first slide. My name is Peter Wells and I'm here simply because you're here. And the reason that you're here is that a venue was being sought for this preparatory workshop, and it was felt that it would be appropriate for the workshop to be held at the UK's National Academy of Engineering, which this is. It may not be so grand as the National Academies of Engineering in the countries from which you come, but we quite like it. So I have one or two housekeeping announcements to make first. This is the second floor of the building, and there are men's rooms on this floor. The ladies' rooms are one floor up, but better still, one floor down, because the one floor up is also used by the staff. At 12 o'clock, we break for lunch until 1:20, and the lunch will be in the first floor, so that's one floor down for lunch. And then at 3:30, we break for tea or coffee, and that will be here. And then at 6:30, at the end of the business of the day, we have a reception, which is going to be one floor down in the first floor, and that's been very generously hosted by Huntley Technology. And on your behalf, I'll thank them at this stage in case we forget to thank them later. We probably won't forget, but jolly nice to Huntley for... Just you wait till you see what they've provided. Another announcement that I need to make is that the proceedings are being recorded, as a result of which it will be possible for Dr. Halal and his colleagues to produce some sort of written report. If anyone objects to the recording of their presentation, would they please say so now? Is anyone going to not want to be recorded? So we can take it that that's acceptable. As far as fire is concerned, if the building should catch on fire, there's an emergency exit here with a staircase to escape, or if the emergency exit is what's on fire, go out down the way you came in. Finally, during the discussion period, and we hope there will be lots of discussion, there's a microphone here. We haven't engaged any professional runners to go around the room with the microphone, but if you have something to say, would you please say it into the microphone? So that's all the preliminary remarks, but I think before we actually begin, it would be a good idea for us to go round the room and for everyone to say who they are and what their affiliation is. And it might be a good idea to pass this microphone round while you're doing that, so in case you don't fill in your name on the attendance sheet, that'll be filled in. And I think we'll stick to this clock. This clock is slightly fast, but if we work to that clock, will that be all right? It's only a couple of minutes fast. So, the microphone is now on. If you'd like to say, everyone stand up, say who they are, pass it round.
Hi, I'm Vincent Stanford from the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, and I'll be talking about sensor networks.
Now, I'm Alan Wu from the University of Dundee, and I shall be chairing the session at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Hi, Andrew Sixsmith from the University of Liverpool.
Sumi Hilal from the University of Florida.
Gil Devi, National Science Foundation.
I'm Bill Herman with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, Emily Howard from the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council.
Hello, Bernard Wignall from Huntley Technology, and Peter's got me really worried now.
Good morning, Chris Tweed from Queen's University, Belfast.
Good morning, Asim Smailagic from Carnegie Mellon University, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'll be talking tomorrow also on pervasive in context of air computing applications for elderly disability, just as the topic on symposium.
Good morning, Steve Warren from Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas.
Alice Pentland from the University of Rochester, and I'm going to be talking about smart home technology tomorrow. Today.
Good morning, I'm Paul Cudahy from General Electric's Research Labs in New York State. I'm going to be talking tomorrow about how we can use our security products to monitor elderly.
Good morning, my name is Roger Watwood from the Bath Institute of Medical Engineering at the University of Bath, and I'll be talking about our own smart houseware later today.
Irfan Issa from Georgia Institute, Georgia Tech in Atlanta, Georgia, and I will be talking about our Aware Home Research Initiative that we have going.
Sajal Das, University of Texas in Arlington.
Richard Kitney from Imperial College London and a fellow of the Royal Academy.
Helena Mitchell, Georgia Centers for Advanced Telecommunications Technology, which is part of Georgia Tech and six of the major research institutions in Georgia.
Good morning. My name is Lutz Kubitschke. I work for Empirica, which is an independent research and consultancy organization based in Bonn, Germany. And I hope that I have the opportunity to make some remarks later in the session on independent living from a user's perspective.
I'm Professor Heinz Wolf from Brunel University and qualify on two counts. First, that I actually work in this field, but also that I'm aware of it.
I'm Kent Larson from MIT. I run a joint media lab architecture project and consortium, and I'll be talking about what we call proactive environments for healthy living today.
I'm Tony Horn from the Department of Health Research Directorate.
John Gill, Royal National Institute of the Blind in London.
Lindsay Galloway from Infrared Integrated Systems Limited, developing low-resolution thermal arrays for detection purposes.
I'm John Locke from the University of Virginia.
Hi, I'm Nick Bradley. I'm a PhD student at the University of Strathclyde.
I'm James Hughes from the Fire Safety Engineering Research Centre at the University of Ulster.
I'm Michael Vanier from the University of Iowa.
Fakim Hamdali from Handicom Lab in France.
I'm Gunnar Fagerbaum from the European Commission, DG Information Society. I'll be talking later today about what's going on all over Europe in 20 minutes.
And I'm Gwen Mann. I'm from Florida, and I've been working as a volunteer and developing partner organizations for the ICADE conference in December. And if I could just announce that there is a place where gentlemen may hang their jackets and make room for other people here who need seats.
I'm Bill Mann. I'm Gwen's husband. I'm also from the University of Florida.
I'm Carl Chen. I'm from Iowa State University. I also represent IEEE Computer Society. Great to be here.
Good morning. I'm Peter Lansley from the University of Reading and also director of the Equal Research Network, which I'll be telling you something about later today.
So have we had everybody? Late gentlemen.
Well, good morning. I'm James Oliverio from the University of Florida Digital Worlds Institute. Good morning.
Right. Well, thank you all very much indeed. Now, there are some people standing, and I think that there are some spare chairs here. So if you'd like to come and get a chair, we can sit them at the back. But we wouldn't want you to have to stand all through the proceedings. This is a great way of using up my quarter of an hour. And there are some spare seats in the front, actually, one or two. Well, I think everyone should be comfortable, or more or less comfortable now. I should press on. You've already seen a different version of this slide, and to remind you why you're here, You're here because this is the European Union United States International Conference on Aging, Disability and Independence preparatory workshop for the high technology track. Now, there are some leaflets which will tell you about the main conference, which is going to be taking place in Washington from the 4th to the 6th of December this year. And the high technology track covers topics including computer applications, wireless technology, information technology, pervasive computing, wearable computers, sensors, and home monitoring, smart home, smartphone, and telehealth applications. So those are the kinds of topics which we shall be dealing with over the next day and a half. The conference here, the workshop here in London, is supported by the National Science Foundation in the United States and also by the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council. The Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council has a very energetic program in healthcare, and we'll be hearing more about that from Dr. Emily Horwood later, and the National Science Foundation perspective we shall hear about too, I'm sure. So that tells you a little bit about the background to the meeting, and I thought it would be of interest to you to know a little about the Royal Academy of Engineering, who for the day and a half are your hosts here. The Royal Academy of Engineering is the UK's National Academy of Engineering, and it has under its aegis what we call the UK Focus for Biomedical Engineering. And this is a body which brings together a variety of participants. And the reason that I'm here is that I happen at the moment to be the chairman of the UK Focus, though happily going to stop being that at the end of July 2004. The participants of the UK Focus, to give you some idea of the gravitas of the organisation, of course the Royal Academy itself, and a new British Academy, the Academy of Medical Sciences. We have a number of academies in this country, all of which are royal, except for this new one, the Academy of Medical Sciences, which no doubt aspires to become royal in due course, and has been set up to emulate the Royal Academy of Engineering and the Royal Society as providing a home particularly for those concerned with the medical sciences. There are very few engineers within the Academy of Medical Sciences or physicists. They're mainly biological sciences scientists, but I hope that that situation will be remedied in the not too distant future. And then the UK Focus also contains the major engineering institutions which have interests in medical engineering: the Institution of Mechanical Engineers, of Electrical Engineers, Chemical Engineers, the Institute of Mining Materials and Metallurgy, and the Institute of Physics and Engineering in Medicine. Also the Institute of Physics, I think, should be there. There's also something called AIME, the Association of Institutions Concerned with Medical Engineering, which brings together those institutions in a way which is complementary to that of the UK Focus, and really is concerned with coordinating the holding of meetings. Then the UK Focus has representatives from government departments, the Department of Health and the Department of Trade and Industry. It has representatives from the research councils principally concerned with this area of activity: the Medical Research Council, which for some reason we put above the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, although the EPSRC gives by far the larger amount of money to this activity, and also the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council. We have a representative of the Association of Medical Research Charities, which are major funders of medical research in the UK, of course, and finally the Association of British Healthcare Industries, bringing together the industrial sector within this country. So that tells you a little bit about why the Royal Academy of Engineering is particularly interested in the activities which are going to be discussed over the next day and a half. So this conference is going to be concerned with this high-tech track. The co-chairs of the conference, Dr. Sumi Halal and Dr. Andrew Sixsmith, representing the US and the European Union respectively, and I happen to be the chairman of the first session, and it's just exceeded my time by a couple of minutes, and so it's a great pleasure for me to introduce the first speaker, who is Dr. William Mann from the University of Florida, and he's going to talk to us about the International Conference Master Plan.